Y.
A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Springboks are back in the Eastern Cape for the first time since 2021. They take on Italy at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And it's exciting that we are back in Gqeberha, a rugby mad town that doesn't get a huge amount of international rugby. Springbok assistant coach Mzwandile Stick is from the Eastern Cape and he is an EC man through and through. He got pretty emotional when talking about the importance of the Eastern Cape to him and to rugby.
Yo, it's special, especially for me, because I am who I am because of the opportunities I was given here in PE, and I know they go through tough times not having a franchise, you know, and not getting a lot of test matches, you know, but we know the people of Eastern Cape, they're very, very passionate when it comes to the game of rugby. So for me, it's close to my heart, and I'm happy for them to get the opportunity, and hopefully we can make it special for them.
Well, the Boks are going to want to put in a little bit of a better performance tomorrow compared to the performance they put in last weekend. The Azzurri gave them a few troubles at breakdown time. So hopefully the Springboks are going to be a little bit slicker this weekend. And then moving to some football news. Banyana Banyana face Tanzania tonight in Morocco in their second women's AFCON Group C clash, aiming to book a spot in the knockout rounds. The defending champions lead the group with 3 points after their 2-0 win over Ghana in their opener. Coach Desiree Ellis says that the team must stay sharp in defence and convert their chances. Despite Twiga Stars' lower ranking, Ellis warns against underestimating any opponent. And Tanzanian coach Bakari Shime says that his side is ready to fight for victory. That one kicks off at 6 p.m. Then we're going to finish with some tennis from men's semi-finals day at Wimbledon. The first semi-final is currently underway. Carlos Alcaraz, number 2 seed, defending champion, up against the 5th seed from America, Taylor Fritz. Alcaraz took the first set 6-4. Second set currently on serve at 3-3. So if Alcaraz can win this one, he should be on his way to another final. Later, though, Novak Djokovic says going toe-to-toe on the big stage with players like Jannik Sinner is what's motivating him to keep playing tennis. Djokovic says that he's relishing the challenge of taking on the number one seed.
This is what counts, actually, the most. I mean, being in the last stages of Grand Slams and playing against the best player in the world right now, and him next to Alcaraz, I mean, are the leaders of the tennis today and the men's tennis. So yeah, couldn't ask for a bigger challenge for sure.
Well, that's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.